Okay, we're gonna have questions from the lab.
Questions or comments?
Miguel, of both groups, just questions in general to either group at this point?
Yeah. Right, but I think we need to organize that because, you know, this is very tricky. What we're gonna do, I think that they can address, that's the way that we should organize this, that they can, if people has comments or questions, we're gonna start with it from the lab and then we're going back to the listeners or people who are here today to have the question. And I think that since you cannot respond every question that they're asked, I would suggest if you can, maybe for the lab, that I don't know how many questions, but it's so many of us, so that can take the whole night, just answer those questions. So if we can just maybe through the package to you and then you respond that, you know, is would be that okay?
Can I comment first? Well, okay, I just want to go back to what happened earlier. I still insist that my position was correct. I have no problem with what manager has to say. I'm the one on the board and on the lab has always taken position as the chair of the committee looking at bylaws, that what we're looking for is ideas. So I have no problem with manager presenting ideas. What I objected to is that I'm one of the people who came up with the idea of this discussion, by the way. And the notion was not to use the time to attack another group. And right. If indeed, as Bethel said, that the time was not enough, then the proper attitude would have been to approach the lab and say, listen, 50 minutes is not realistically what we need to do it. Apparently, it is not enough. And then give us enough time to do it rather than to use it in a way to distort the process. The idea originally was really to allow the lab members to understand better what one model is and what is the other model is. And if anybody was listening seriously, they would see clearly that the first 5 minutes were not spent describing a model, but rather saying what was wrong with something else. And that's what I objected to, simply.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so there was two presentations.
And the lab was deprived of the ability to learn more, exactly. I believe.
Errol.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask.
Wait a minute. You're gonna start with the questions?
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay. Let me write down the people who are gonna ask questions and then just go in the order. Errol.
Madeline.
Madeline.
And
Andy. And who else? And
Anne.
Yeah. And
one second. Who else?
At this point.
Does it?
So far.
But I would like to see if we can have some idea in terms of the time. Okay, Errol.
El hombre de mar.
I just wanted to ask the first
election in Georgia where the most likely candidate of a specific community, Cynthia McKinney, was outmaneuvered and outvoted by an hostile group who selected a black who was more in tune with their Uncle Thomas or sellout position. And I also then want to ask the constituent model, how do you present your framework in such a way whereby everyone within the community can feel that they are a part of the whole? That wasn't clear to me.
Okay.
Madeline.
Yeah, I just, the constituency model people handed out the WBAI station board composition chart, and I think it's, the shading is a little hard to follow, so I just want to clarify. Does it start? I want to clarify as to where it starts. Does it start up here with African ancestry and then go around the chart?
Yes.
That's what it appeared to me to be, but I wanted to be sure. Okay, how did you decide to stop here and not expand beyond to include other constituencies that have a vital part in what's going on at WBAI?
Okay, Andy?
I'd like to ask both groups about. Sorry, can I speak? I'd like to ask both groups to address my issue, which is that the lab, in my experience, has very little ability, experience, expertise in things which are important for managing a station or for advising on the management of a station. I don't quite see how either model achieves this, and I would like to see what incentives would there be for people out there who would critically analyze budgets, who would critically take the boring details of what the lab should really be doing, take them seriously. How would you encourage people with the correct experience to apply?
Anne?
It's the very same thing. That in addition to balancing all the important diverse aspects that we've been aiming for, the race, the ethnicity, the class, we have tried, but we certainly need legal input, but we also need people who can analyze the finance and who know something about nonprofit management, and at the same time, and probably a whole lot of other skills, policy, strategy, technology, specifically radio technology, but also to attract people who have a background and experience in a struggle, a grassroots struggle, and have developed a history and a commitment, a persistence, a determination to force change. And how do you find people that combine all of those critical, important variables?
Is that for both?
For both.
Okay.
And also, actually, one other. The cost of elections. Mm. The cost
Thank
of
you.
Running an election. What is the estimated
cost?
We don't take time, but what is the estimated cost of doing this, and how frequently would we be doing it? Mm. Once a year, once every 2 years?
Any more questions from the lab?
I have one more question. That was one of the questions that I wanted to ask. The cost of running elections, and I certainly wanted to be sure that the people who are proposing the constituency model really dig into the community. And one thing I like about that the constituency office is that if people are not representing their constituency, there's the opportunity to recall them. And I think that's in some of the other models too. But the constituency model, if you're working in a community and you're not representing that community can call you. I wish we had that in our congressional representation, that they come back and they give us a report about what's going on. And I can think of one representative that represents the Congress that represents us. Mm-hmm. He never comes back and lets us know what's going on. And I think to make sure that they come back and let's say, what is going on? We want to know and build that in. That's important to me.
You have any?
Yeah.
No. Okay, there is no more question. Let me just ask a question in terms of the how do you think that, and that's for constituency model, based on those constituency that I assume that some of those people are not necessarily listeners or not too many, I mean, like, it's really hard for us to see there's at least listeners or members. But they are from any community, and the person that they're gonna let, is that person necessarily had to be somebody who been involved in or been a member of our radio station, or they can just select? That's for constituency model. And the other question that I have for the other group is all the. Of the listeners, let me go back. In terms of the, is there any advantage in being part of of the national, be more agree in what we're doing with all the signal areas. What is the advantage of that? If you can address that for me. Okay. Any advantage in terms of that have a similar model that is applying in other signal areas? And there's any advantage in doing that for our signal area?
The question is regarding accountability now. In terms of your model, what you're saying in effect is that each one of your candidates are accountable to their own particular constituents. Is there anything comparable in the KPFA model, Paul or Regina?
Saba.
Is there anything comparable in terms of particular accountability of each candidate to are they accountable to anything or just accountable to the whole?
We can do this, and I also like, so if you're going for comments or questions from the listeners.
Lee, Andy wanted that question that Lee asked, accountable to the whole.
You want to repeat the question?
About accountability in the KPFA model, was that the question?
Yeah, accountability in the KPFA model.
Yeah. Okay, let me just read it, sorry. Just distracted here. We're going to take a question from you, from the listeners now. Oh, you want to answer?
Answer those.
Okay.
For the lab.
Let's do the you know. Let's answer the lab and then we go to you guys. We're going to be sure of that.
Answer the lab first.
Okay. Somebody's suggesting that if you can send some of those answers or to submit those answers in writing to the and send it to Andy to the email that he can. I mean, besides in case that you know you can have more time to. To respond,
to expand, yeah.
To expand, and you know, is that okay with the lab?
No.
I mean, you can answer that now. Okay, we work on that. But besides that, that you can put your thing together. Okay, so in terms of the time for respond to that,
before Saturday.
Wow. I will give to answer those questions 10 minutes enough for both sides to answer those questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
To answer the package, 10 minutes for each side. That means 20 minutes. 10 minutes for each side, and you decide who going to answer the questions. Okay? So, Paul, you going to start, or I don't care who go first.
Where's the rest of us?
Okay, a quick response.
But I want you to have the time in mind because you tricked me, and people waste time, so when people do that.
We kept it to 15.
Okay. 8:33.
Yeah. First of all, very quickly in response to Ray, our presentation was made in the context of this meeting at which the focal point of the meeting was on straw polls. And therefore, we wanted to direct our presentation to the issues that came out in the straw polls. So that if you look at the straw polls and think about our presentation, I think you'll understand the rationale behind what we did. Is Errol still here?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, great question. Okay. The KPFA model has essentially three lines of defense against hostile takeover. First line is staggered elections, so that only, this is in the bylaws proposal of KPFA as opposed to the actual KPFA model has one half of the lab being elected in a given election, but the KPFA bylaw proposal is one third. So only one third of the lab would be up for election in any given year. That's the first line of defense. Second line of defense would be the existence of grandfathering for at least the first election. Or grandmothering.
Grandparenting.
The third line of defense in the KPFA model is that the board has to certify the election. So I believe the implication is there is that if it was believed that there was an outside influence, such as in the McKinney situation, with perhaps seats being or memberships being purchased, there was evidence of that. The board could elect to not certify the election in that case. And I would just say that the Unity Caucus, the advantage of KPFA over Unity Caucus in this respect is that the Unity Caucus has One additional vulnerability, which is in the open membership, that anyone belonging to a constituency can vote. And I'll give you a good example of that. There's a seat called the youth seat. And I maintain that if the Unification Church or its successor, whoever is in that position right now, decided that they wanted to capture the youth seat on the WBAI lab, they could do it in a heartbeat by just calling out about 500 of their followers, telling them to register, putting up a candidate and voting. And I don't think there's too much that we would be able to do about it under their plan. That was just in terms of one constituency. Okay. Second question. Incentive for technical expertise. Does somebody want to? How do we get expertise?
Well, first of all, the election basically should not really be focused towards getting experts. The election should be focused towards getting activists in the local board. The local board shall have the power to appoint whomever they feel are needed to run the board. Okay, those people will not have a vote on the board. They will be your bureaucrats doing the work of the board. The board shall have certain subcommittees, on which, there's no way you can actually keep on having expert meeting all those points. People who have struggle, people who have time. For example, let's take you the board. This is the most progressive board probably throughout Pacifica. However, realistically and honestly, have you really been active at WBAI? No. You are so busy being active in what you consider your prime concern, probably peace parties and different struggle, that you cannot possibly put your time to the service of WBAI as you should. And the way the KPFA model addresses that, people who listen to WBAI, who run for election for WBAI, are people who probably would have WBAI as their primary objectives. And then the struggle has many fronts. And that's all basically I'd like to say for that.
I just wanted to add to what Bertold was saying. I think this is very important issue to have professionals also on the board. But this is assuming that listeners of BAI or activists do not have professionals among them. There are, and this is part of the outreach. This is the responsibility outreach to list all the qualifications that we need. Not one person can have all the qualifications, but we can find people, and it's our responsibility is in outreach to reach those people who are, we need the professionals that we need to become activists. We can't say that they are not activists or progressive who are professional. There are lots of them, and BAI has a lot of them. I wanted to ask, to address another question that was raised in terms of local and national, having a local board and an election procedure rather than having a unified national procedure. We asked this question because we were thinking about this, and this question was asked of Carol Spooner about her position because she's part of the KPFA. She said, do you prefer a national bylaws election model or one that allows local differences? Her response was that, I think the national bylaws must spell out the manner of election of all local boards. If they don't, then the foundation and its member will have no basis for ensuring that elections are fair and carried out properly, and no basis for individuating elections improperly held, and no means of protecting Pacifica from rigged elections. So this is one of the aspects of having national versus local.
Read the rest of the quote.
No.
You got 3 minutes.
We hope, and she said, yeah, that's her opinion, but she's somebody who has been very active and has been very involved in this for some time. We hope that WBAI Lab considers, as part of its leadership role, the impact of its decisions on the Pacifica as well as the WBAI, whereas in the final analysis, there is no difference between the two. I think... Do you want to answer the last question?
Yeah, there was a question about the cost of elections. I researched the cost of KPFA's elections in the year 2000. They spent approximately $8,500 for the printing, mailing of paper ballots and information packets. That was the primary cost of the election. There was also
$8,500.
There was also the option to vote by internet. And so there was an internet company hired to arrange this. They charged $2,500.
So,
yes. Yeah, the $8,500 includes printing, mailing of paper ballots and information packets. The internet company was something separate. That was $2,500 for internet voting. So the total was about $11,000. There were also a couple of miscellaneous $100 expenses. And that was the cost. I'd be curious to know what would be the cost of all the polling stations in the Unity Caucus model. But.
And that is every year? Staggering.
Yes.
That's every year.
Yes. Every year that there's an election, it would spend about 11,000.
Just in the last 30 seconds, I want to just continue with the quote from Carol Spooner.
That's for every election year, not every year.
The key point she makes is people need to think both long-term and about situation at other stations, because when we elect to support local autonomy, we're giving that right to all of the other stations as well. Assuming that no one has, quote, bad motives now, which I do assume, we must be able to imagine that others might potentially have, quote, bad motives at some other station or at some time in the future. So I think that I believe the WBAI lab really needs to show leadership toward a national model and to avoid any tendency toward individualism and local predilections, because we're going to be also giving that same right to a lot of other places where the Pacifica mission is a lot less secure than it is here.
Don't forget Florida.
That's precisely, and that's what proportional representation does.
A43. So,
you have the question on that?
Proportional representation in Florida.
All of the questions were not answered.
Yeah. Well, why don't we, maybe we can arrange something, but since we'll agree in 10 minutes, let's give the Bab and Dominique the 10 minutes and then we decide, you know, give it extra time to answer that.
Yeah. Which questions were not answered?
The accountability.
Okay.
Well,
others.
Others.
Andy, which one?
Well, let's start, and then why don't you make a little list, and then we deal with that. Go ahead.
Well, in response to the question referring to the number of seats given to the geographical regions of New Jersey, Long Island as one, we wanted to keep the numbers at a bare minimum, being that we wanted to include the other constituency group. If we had increased the numbers for the smaller regional areas, then that will give us too many members of the board. So we want to have an amount that will be manageable. To the other question about the fear of takeover, in the case of Cynthia McKinney, there will be much, we cannot say that our motto is takeover proof completely, but it will be much more difficult for a group to come in to take over the station, because they would have to gather all these different constituencies representation to be able to do that, and we feel that will be nearly impossible. And also we have the grandfathering that will grandparenting that will also offer further safeguard from that. It will be just virtually impossible. And how could they just gather all these different constituencies into one group to be able to take over the station?
Well, they didn't do grandparenting.
Bob?
Any other questions?
Okay. All right. As to Errol's question about how, under our model, everyone can feel part of the whole, a key part of that process would be the Big Ten Convention, where throughout the time of that, there would be back and forth sessions between the constituencies meeting in caucus format in a separate room, and then coming together in plenary sessions with not only the other constituencies of oppressed people, but also with the at-large representatives as a whole. And it would be a really fruitful place for cross-pollination and dialogue and building a common understanding. And hopefully this would be broadcast, or at least the plenary sessions would be. As far as the question of why not other progressive constituencies like environmental movement, peace movement, and so on, we agree that those are important to be included in any board, and in the KPFA board, they do have those, and we think that's where the process of proportional representation can and likely will lead to that, because that has been the backbone of the Pacifica support and the people who really come out and get involved. And we're not concerned about that, but I should also note that in our compromise that we put forward to allow autonomy of all five stations, that those stations that would want to add that to the model and have a seat for other groups would be welcome to do that. As far as the question of cost, aside from what was said, which is correct about the KPFA model, there would probably be little additional expense other than for renting a hall for the Big Ten Convention. The polling places are really going to be all volunteer operation and should be minimal rental cost to just to have a place, a community center for a day. So that I don't think that's a serious problem. But yes, there's a small additional cost to be fully representative. That's true. Now, on this question of danger of having different, what Carol Spooner said about having different rules in the different station areas, what we're talking about is a very narrow set of guidelines that are written in the bylaws. It's not any station can invent any system it wants under the sun. Basically, what we're suggesting is that the general ground rules of the KPFA model are fine, and we support much of that language about having, we would actually have an electoral board rather than election coordinator, but somebody who supervises the fairness, tries to look out for fraud or violating the rules. There would be limitations on airtime. Staff would not be allowed to use their airtime to promote candidates, et cetera, et cetera. All of that would be there. There would be a kind of a narrow range of the number of seats that could be on the board. There would be the 50% women and people of color mandates, just like in KPFA. All of these things would have to be adhered to. But within those broad rules, then there could be some regional variation, which in our experience is very much needed based on local conditions that are different. And the final safeguard here is that this is all an experimental process, because we supported, and the board, we're glad to say, it took a straw poll in favor of a convention about bylaws within 1 to 3 years. So whatever experience as to what worked and what didn't work would be looked at, and then maybe they would have a national model that would be uniform after that convention a couple of years from now. So we think it actually promotes the kind of healthy experimentation that we need, and that the grandfathering will ensure that that there not be any drastic takeover in any city, because there will probably be some people from the current boards, all five of which are progressive, to kind of help with that transition process. It'll be an amalgam of grandparented seats and newly elected seats, and we think that that's probably the best mix.
If there's any time left, could I just add something?
Okay.
So without telling my questions, the grandparenting only applies to the first election, I'm assuming.
Right.
Okay. How much time do we have left?
You got 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay.
Well, one thing I want to mention in terms of the expertise. Expertise within the grassroots communities, that's exactly what our model advocates, is to do outreach to activist groups within the grassroots community. So that way you will have people that have expertise within the problems of their own communities.
Okay, there was one other one. Miguel's question about the requirement for a person to be nominated for a seat, what background do they have to have?
Member of WBI, or what is the category?
Right. Our model does not have a specific mandatory requirement to run for the board other than being a listener of the station. But, you know, part of this whole process, one of the things we didn't get to talk about was the statement of principles that we hope will be incorporated in the bylaws about kind of modernizing and clarifying exactly what Pacifica is about. That would, and even if that doesn't pass, we would certainly hope that around the network, people would use that as a measuring tool to see that people really are both politically progressive and are clear about what Pacifica is all about. And we think this is like many things that have to be left to the democratic process, that that many of the longtime activists at the station will say, listen, you know, we need, here are the problems. We need people that understand the history and that, that know the dynamics. And, you know, this also addresses the expertise issue. That's a problem with all the models, is that there has to be somebody, there has to be a consciousness that is promoted by everyone who's concerned, whether they're a candidate or just a voter, that there's certain things we want to see in a candidate, and if we don't see that, we're not going to vote for them. And hopefully, that, and that'll be made clear during the debates, that certain candidates fall short. You know, so-and-so never even donated money to the station, so how, or whatever. You know, whatever the deficiencies are will be pointed up by the other candidates in public debate. Is there one more minute left? Okay, Joe wanted to ask.
You raised the question about the exclusion of certain people, certain movements, and so on. But I'm wondering why people aren't concerned about the fact that in the diversity requirement, it's quite possible to elect a board that has not one single Latino, no Arab or Muslim, no Native American. They could conceivably be all black, or they could conceivably be all Latino and have no black representation, in addition to lacking all the other constituencies that are not necessarily going to be represented. That's one thing. The other thing is about Lonnie Guinier. People refer to proportional representation. I would urge people to reread her books carefully, because What she points out is that she's not wedded to any particular mechanism, but what she is wedded to is a principle, and that principle says that that communities must have true representation, and that the, it is not the candidate that provides that representation. It is the empowerment of the community and the process whereby they have a genuine opportunity to express their own wishes.
Is that any question that you said was left out, answer, Andy? Or?
Yeah, there were.
Okay, so let's go to the listeners.
Do you want to go through the ones that were there?
No, I thought it was, we decided to do the questions from the listeners.
Did you not want to have the questions that weren't answered answered, or no?
Yeah. Well, how do we guarantee that this time? Suppose somebody decides to use the whole time to answer whatever they want again. How do we guarantee that they'll be answered?
Because they're only going to ask one or two questions, and we're going to ask them to answer them. I don't know, and we just didn't hear what they were.
There's one question.
Can I leave my vote?
Yeah, one at a time.
Yes.
Okay, I think.
No, but you're going to have one at a time, we'll play the whole night.
Go ahead.
Well, the following question wasn't answered, I think, by the KPFA adherents, which is, how does it ensure experts, people with technology, radio, legal skills, background in community organizing, et cetera?
I talked about it.
That was answered.
Okay, well, maybe they were all answered.
Okay.
Is that it?
There was one, Lee asked about accountability in the KPFA model. What is the mechanism for that?
Well, that was not addressed, though. I'd like to address it if.
Yeah, you know what?
Let me give you, can you answer that in 1.5 minutes?
Yeah. Okay, on the KPFA model, basically what happens is the vote is not diluted. If you have 18 candidates, I have a chance to vote for 18 candidates by choice. In other words, whichever are the values and platform of the candidates, I choose to endorse it by ranking. So I can choose to endorse a gay and lesbian candidate as my number one choice or whatever. And I can choose all the candidates. So I actually get to choose every single candidate that is elected to the board. How is that accountability? Well, it is accountability because I know who I voted for. I know the people I voted for. If they do not perform according to
my requirements, I can try to run a petition to get them out of the board. And a petition to get any candidate out of the board should be a difficult thing to do. There should be serious breach of trust and of the mission of Pacifica for that to happen, and should be hard. And that's the accountability. As far as how does that compare to the other model, and then the strong point was that from a community, if a leader is elected by people from the community, then they know that he is their leader and then they can elect to vote him out. Leaders from communities, leaders from different specific groups, specific different interests, will be on the board of WBAI to represent the interests of their group, not to represent the interests of WBAI or Pacifica. The interests of their group would be their primary interest. And that's divisive, okay? Two candidates should be able to have different issues and have coalitions to campaign together, or two, three, four candidates. And that encourages collaboration so that by the time those candidates get on the board, you'll have an elected board that mostly reflect the views and desires and needs of the listeners. Now, if those candidates were lying, in whichever way you want to look at it, the constituency model, whatever model, is not going to address accountability. Okay. It's the recall process that will address accountability.
Let's take a few questions from the people who are here tonight, the listeners, and we're going to follow by general discussion, and this straw poll is going to be the last. Okay.
Do you want questions or comments?
This group here has been, I'm sorry to interject. This group here has been discussing and arguing about things for the past couple of months or years. I think this is the time of the lab to keep asking questions, to drill us, and to have anyone here answer questions. Just for the lab. This is
we
the time of the lab.
You asked the question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I mean, is that okay with the lab? I mean, actually,
yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Wait, I have a question that neither of you asked, but I think would probably help.
The questions
you.
Might illuminate.
Okay. The question of what?
They might illuminate because we know this stuff inside and out.
You want to go? Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
It's a quick question. People just give a quick response.
Joey,
I would like
question.
To get
questions only.
Miguel,
excuse
me, Miguel, may I be on the list, please?
We're going to then, and we come back.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were going to do. What are we doing now? Are we still listening to
the questions from
well, it's good to hear about some questions.
Oh,
we didn't think about asking.
No, I thought we were doing what Bertolt said. Yeah. Questions only.
Questions only.
Fred. Donna. Mike. You also want to have a question? I think you're going to respond to that question.
You're supposed to answer the question. Well, I didn't ask the question.
Susan.
Steffi.
Steve.
I have Susan already. I have Steve already.
Patty.
Okay, that's...
James. The other James. Jamie and James.
I have you already.
Anybody
else? Sanchez. Sanchez.
And
we got Raymundo, right? Romulo.
Okay. So
both parties,
that's
going to do the same procedure.
That's
you take the package.
Okay.
Okay. Question first.
Now the question. To the KPFA constituent or whatever model, it's its own type of a constituency. But anyway, how are the candidates selected? That's it.
Steve.